Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the fun.
Lessons in agriculture and agronomy. That's what the American family farmer is all about, at least in part. Anyway, I shouldn't say all about. It's all about lots of things that are happening on the farm. You're a family farmer. You're the person that needs to participate in this program. Hopefully, you learn something from what we do every week, trying to bolster up what's going on the family farm. The connection of farm, food, and family is what we're about here. Farmers helping farmers. I'm Doug Steffen, an American dairy farmer. I don't know if I would say I'm a dairy guy anymore. I raise dairy replacement heifers. If you've seen some of the pictures on the Eastley Farm, my farm website, or my own broadcast website, DougSteffen.com. You've seen pictures of a Jersey cow that had twins on the farm this past weekend. And as is the case most of the time with twins, at least I've found that to be the case. I can't remember back how many, probably 100 sets of twins I've had over the years. And I don't remember any of them actually making it. Well, that's not true. One set of twins I can remember making it. They were not from a Jersey, though. They were from a Holstein. And it was a difficult. It was a lot of work, but they did survive. And so you have that whole danger of free Martinism, what happens when there is a male and a female born, and that's what happened here. But the mother is fine, good Jersey cow. I was going to keep her as a nurse cow, but my farm manager has talked me into moving her along with seven other cows that are about to calf, moving them into a good dairy situation, so that's what we're going to do. Meanwhile, we get close to Thanksgiving, and as it approaches in the news this week, what you can expect to pay, and remember, this is a connection of families that buy the stuff that's on our farms, the food that we grow and produce. So that's why I look at this info, the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm a member of the Farm Bureau, a member of the National Farmers Union as well. And every year they come out with the stats of what it's going to cost. And because of the impact of bird flu and inflation, the market price for a bird is now $6.70 per pound. That's 112% higher than it was last year. So, what does that mean? It means that that everything's costing more money. Every year there's the avian influenza. I go back to 2015 when the same impact, a lot of the birds died. That's basically it. All of retail food prices are up almost 12% year to year. And so at Thanksgiving, the demand for turkeys obviously is high. The demand for lots of fall products on the farm is high. And so you're going to pay more. That's really just the bottom line. And do not, those of you who are not farmers, but you are beneficiaries of what the farmers are doing, blame the farmer is not smart, nor is it fair, nor is it right, nor is it correct, not right, or it's just that the cost of feed and fuel and labor, raising turkeys is a very expensive deal. And usually what I have found in the past is that the turkeys are lost leaders. So the big stores will buy thousands and thousands of them and use them at below cost. And they'll say, well, we're going to sell these at below our cost, so you have to participate. We don't want to pay a lot of money. Well, the total cost for producing any kind of food or feed is up by almost 18% from last year. Billions of dollars more. And you look at the egg prices that went up pretty high. I think they're 27% higher than they were last year at this time. And way up, the average price is now $8 to $10 a dozen, which I think is appropriate because the farmer who's growing these eggs and these birds needs to be able to make at least some kind of a profit. I thought it was interesting that Governor Hochul, H-O-C-H-E-H-U-L of New York, has put another nail into the coffin of New York farming, the incredible antagonistic attitude. Those of you who are listening in New York know exactly what I'm talking about. New York has been a fabulous farming area for decades, if not centuries, but because of the liberal political atmosphere, the people that are in New York City, who most people think of as New Yorkers, they are city dwellers. They are not state dwellers. The state is often run by what goes on in New York City, even though what goes up in upstate New York, the Finger Lakes, or you go to Cobleskill, you go out to Binghamton, you look around the state, and you see how many fabulous farms there are. Well, there were a lot more before the state screwed around with farming rules and regs. So the latest from this governor is that the farm labor situation needs to change in the next 10 years so that farm workers can only work a 40-hour week. Are you nuts? What is the matter? Do you have no, is there nobody in New York representing the farm? I know the guy that runs the Farm Bureau, State Farm Bureau in New York, voted against the plan, but he was the only one on the Ag Commission voting against it. Farm owners arguing that the growing and harvesting season is too short to limit the hours of laborers. It's just common sense. There is none of it in politics today. There is none of it in government today. And so these people, as bad enough they've chased dairy operations, drive around New York State and see how much land isn't being used for anything. Just weeds are growing where there were hay fields and corn fields before or pastures. Because farm workers are, you know, what they say is that farm workers will seek out neighboring states. Yeah, they will. Because they'll be able to work more and make more money. So it is just the, they say that the state, the overtime pay will aid New York farmers who are trying to compete with other states for a limited supply of workers. That's such bullcrap. It really is. Farm owners are unconvinced. They are angry. And this is a way for them, I suppose, the Republicans to make some hay. Because of the Democrats pulling this off. More progressive thinking that in this circumstance doesn't help the American family farmer, the New York farmer, at all. She has failed the farm community again, and that's pretty much the mantra across the state with farm leaders, as well it ought to be. Ridiculous. All right, so in a moment we're going to turn our attention to something. We'll have this conversation with the people that are on the program. My guests this week are two ladies, Dr. Julie Marfell and Laurie Weddle, that are here to bring awareness to all of us when it comes to the problem of suicide on the farm and with farmers. We do need to address that. We do need to talk about it. And we will for a good part of our program. The American Family Farmer, brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. Simple way, the non-toxic way to keep it off, in fact. Check out their website, toploss.com. See how the program that they have for you is so right in so many different ways. And you look for the deals when you go in toploss.com. You can see stories. A lot of famous radio people have been on this program and lost it, lost the weight. They haven't lost it. They've lost the weight, and they've kept it off. That's what I love about it. Available in stock now, no waiting, 90 days free if you buy 90 days. They are fall special. Actually goes, you can buy as much as you want and get it duplicated. They do that sale three or four times a year, and they're doing it right now. So take advantage of that. That's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, to choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss and keeping it off. You'll find out what it is and why it is so popular. Fast shipping, no hidden fees, no recurring plans. You pay for what you want some more, you call them or you send them an email, and you get more. You don't have to have every month somebody send you stuff that you don't really need or want. That's the way it works. Ethical, family-oriented Calitrin from toploss.com. Check out using the discount code Doug.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Couple of more news items here before we get to the ladies focused on a big problem on the farm today. And this is another problem, not the same kind of a problem, but it is a problem. Farm accidents. Here's the latest story from Dunn County, Wisconsin. 4-year-old boy was killed when he was hit by a skid steer. The sheriff's office here said that they went into the farmyard, and the child was apparently dead already. This is one of the members of the family was driving the skid steer, and the youngster just got in the way. He didn't see the youngster, apparently. But it's very dangerous. You know, farm life is dangerous. We know that. The world's largest corn maze, immortalizing James Bond. This is a masterpiece in Illinois at the Richardson Adventure Farm in Spring Grove, Illinois. The five main Bond actors, Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton, Daniel Craig, and Pierce Brosnan, all of them are immortalized in the planting, the way they designed this is really very clever. If you see the maze, you can see the outline, the outline of the characters and what the characters sort of represent. So this is quite a great idea. There are a lot of people that come up, try to be creative when it comes to the farm maze in the fall, corn maze, and this is just one of them. This is a wow factor you won't believe. You can look it up at their at the farm's website. Again, the farm is in Illinois, RichardsonAdventureFarm.com, I believe, in Spring Grove. But if you want to see something very interesting, it's very clever, actually. So that's that story. And the whole business of suicides now, I'm going to get to that in a matter of moments. I also want to bring to your attention the poll that suggests 86% of American voters support the American Beef Labeling Act. That's something I want to talk about later in my opinion section here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, stay tuned for a discussion, very important discussion, of a real problem on the family farm today. That's up next here.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
23 after the hour, the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. This time, joining me, Dr. Julie Marfell and Laura Weddle, both of them involved in a program that's aimed at decreasing suicide among American family farmers. This is a very important national problem. Farmers taking their own lives, and the numbers have gone up very dramatically since the 1980s, I suppose partly due to their falling into debt. But there are other mental health issues here, isolation, the indignity that seems to be attached to being a farmer these days because people don't respect the people that are providing us with food, all kinds of, in my reading on this, but let's find out from the experts. Dr. Marfell, first of all, tell us about you and how you're involved in these programs.
Well, I'm Julie Marfell. I'm an associate professor at University of Kentucky College of Nursing, and I had the opportunity to work on a grant that was funded by AARP Foundation, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Campaign for Action at the Center to Champion Nurses in America, and it's a nursing innovations grant. And we knew that the rate of suicide was high for farmers in Kentucky. We also knew that it was really important to look at social isolation and what that means to farmers, and also the ability to get mental health care in rural areas. It's not easy. It's not easy any place, but it's really not easy in rural areas. So we were able to be funded for a grant that gave us the ability to do some training for farmers and farm families, and we focused specifically on youth in the community and did a model that is called the Family Farm Theater. And it's the work of Dr. Deborah Reed, who had also been a faculty at the University of Kentucky, was a professor and won many awards for this work. She did it specifically focused on safety. So we took that model where we went down to training with the youth and then put together a theater and a play, and they were really skits. But we're able to bring in the community then to hear this information because it's that important. It's a 40% increase in the last, actually, 20 years of farmer suicide, and they're 1.5 times more than the national average to actually complete suicide. So it's an issue, and we have been fortunate enough to get funding not only from those I mentioned, but also we matched it with funding from the Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Beef Council here in Kentucky, mm-hmm. and have the pleasure of working with the College of Agriculture on this, and that's where Laura comes in and her group. And it's just been a wonderful collaboration, and it's some of the best work I feel that I have, frankly, ever done in my career. Just because it's had a big impact, I believe, and you could see it when you were there, when the families would come up and talk to you about, you know, feeling like they were able to talk about this after our sessions, and the work the kids did. It was just fantastic. I probably gave you more than you needed there. But.
No, actually, no. You've charted here some of the important information, suggesting info that's not only national but internationally. Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death among Americans, and unfortunately farmers have even a higher percentage in terms of the not just the reasons for it, but the way the families have to deal with it. And so I'm very this is something that is extraordinarily important, I think, for us to talk about. University of College, Kentucky College of Agriculture, the College of Nursing, working together. The program is called BARN, B-A-R-N, Bring Action Right Now. So we're back to these ladies, and we will meet Laura Weddell in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A week after Hurricane Ian slammed Florida, search and rescue efforts are still underway, and the death toll continues to rise. The adjunct general for the Florida National Guard, Major General James O'Iford, spoke about the biggest challenges right now.
We have about 17 urban search and rescue teams scattered throughout. Now they're kind of focused on the primary counties of Charlotte and Lee County, doing a lot of tremendous work.
A man has smuggled drugs into prison.
A Texas man is facing up to 20 years in prison for flying a drone into a Fort Worth prison yard. Brian Henderson was arrested in August and pleaded guilty this week. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Second half hour of American Family Farmer Show this weekend. I'm Doug Steffen, focused on farm, food, and family. And if you don't have a family, it's tough sometimes to run a farm. And because so many families have been affected by the suicide of the lead farmer, the University of Kentucky and others have brought to this Bring Action Now group together. The program is called Barn. It's a farmer dinner theater gathering. It's pretty interesting and unique. Laura Weddle is here. Tell us about your involvement. Dr. Marfell has glowing praise for you. So what's your end of this dinner theater?
Yeah, so I'm an extension specialist for farm stress and rural mental health at the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension
Service. What does that mean? What does that mean? Laura, what do you do? What does that position enable you to do?
So essentially, we are part of a large collaborative, the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network for the Southern Region. So this is a part of federal funding, and so we're a collaborative that works with other states in the Southern Region. And at UK, we have several specialists that are focused on this area of farm stress and rural mental health within our Family Consumer Sciences Department.
All right. So the thing, it seems to me, as I look around, I understand that I've actually had a friend who was a good farmer, a friend of mine, that committed suicide. And when I talked to his family, his wife, she didn't have a clue. She wasn't aware that he was as depressed as he was. He was having some of the things, the reality of farm life today, the disrespect that we get from the American public is so annoying to me. Acknowledging it, I guess, is part of the problem, or maybe I hope it'll help solve the problem, but you can't make people think or do. They do it because they want to. I have somebody who I've been around for a long time who is extraordinarily depressed because he's losing his hearing. He's been on machinery all of his life, and as a result of that, he has completely lost hearing in one ear, and he has a hard time with the other ear. And I see him getting depressed. And I see him wanting to smoke pot because it makes him feel better. And so you know, these sorts of things, that's not the strategy I'm sure that you're suggesting, ladies. But there are some things that can be controlled. I suppose noise is one of them, is it not? What are some of the other things that tend to, when farmers lose their faculties, they tend to get depressed. But what else?
What the literature supports and what we have found is partially it's that social isolation. And it's the stressors that they have from actually trying to, you know, run a farm. Also, the weather. You know, I can't think of anything more that would affect you as a farmer than the weather and how crazy it has been and how unpredictable it is starting more and more to become.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. And again, that lack of socialization, as well as not always having, it's a stigma. Mental health is still stigmatized in many communities. Even if you know that you need help, sometimes you just can't make that next step because you worry about what people are going to think.
Let me jump in here for a second. The stigmatization that goes even with being a farmer. I'm in a suburban circumstance on my farm where I have people, young people especially, who don't get farming. They see me on a tractor and they make fun of me. They try to run me off the road. They blow the horn. They just don't get the connection between farming and what they eat. And there's that sort of, maybe that would be considered minor disrespect, but you see it in other areas where people just laugh at those people who are farmers. They make fun of them because they're different. And I know that you can certainly feel that. Then, you know, there are other things, but I find that to be, at least around where I am, to be the most distressing. Kids that grow up on farms here and they go to school, they are really barbecued in social media. So, and that's why, maybe that's, is that why you start with young people? Your programs basically are focused on young people. You want to tell me how that works?
Sure. So actually, our program, it's really unique and special because it engages participants in a variety of ways. It has multiple parts. We have the planning area, and that's when you're really getting community buy-in from your stakeholders and partners in your community. They're going to help you put this program on. That could be your local hospital system, your farm bureau, a local commodity group. So you've got that outreach phase you're doing. And then you have the actual workshops where we're engaging the youth. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be youth. It could be a group of homemakers through your extension. It could be another community group. But we've been focusing on youth because it's a great place to start. And through that barn workshop, that Bring Awareness Right Now workshop, they're going to learn about the mental health challenges that farmers face. They're going to learn about suicide prevention, rural stressors, and they're also going to learn about script writing. Each of them walk away certified in QPR for suicide prevention, which stands for question, persuade, and refer. And then they write and produce these wonderful, meaningful skits that they present at the dinner theater, which then reaches another group, and that is your adult farmers. And so they're getting all that information while they're being fed a wonderful local meal. They watch those skits. They have the opportunity to have thoughtful conversations, and then they leave the dinner theater with the resources. So when you add all those layers together, you're reaching multiple demographics and making a multi-generational impact to spread that information and that awareness throughout your community.
The Department of Agriculture has helped you. The state has helped you to a point. Farm organizations have helped you. The AARP has helped you. And so it seems that people at least are recognizing that this is a problem. But the root of the problem, really, from my perspective, is the fact that farmers don't get paid what they need to be paid. So they're always in debt. Farmers that I know are always having a tough time, mortgage payments for equipment, trying to keep up with what's necessary in order to produce and be competitive. That's something that I don't see discussed as much as I think it ought to be. What about you? Dr. Julie Marfell, by the way, is here, and Laura Weddle. Am I on the right path here?
I respect farmers, and we have a very active farmer community in Lexington in terms of our farmers markets.
Yeah.
And people are, I go
interviews every week, and I really feel like there's a lot of respect that goes into the folks that are at the farmer's market, the people that are at the farmer's market that are coming to shop there. It really feels like an important part of our community. And that's all just, you know, the world according to Julie. But, you know, I do feel that there's that respect here. And I have to tell a quick story that was shared with me. I had the opportunity after we did the barn in two of our counties, Davis and Henderson, which are the western part of Kentucky. And they invited me to speak at the Farmers Bureau breakfast, which there were 400 people there. And what the thing that just really touched me the most was, number one, their interest. Number two, they gave awards out. And the award, there were two awards that went out. One of them was to one of the students that was part of our barn session, and she wrote this beautiful state award winner, beautiful essay about farming and mental health and how important it was to concentrate on mental health, to make the community stronger. It was just incredible. It was so well written. She went on to the nationals. And then they gave this award out to 12 families that had gotten together when one person in their community had gotten ill, I believe with I don't know what kind of disease, but it was a very serious illness. And they brought in his crop. They would do their field and they'd go across the way and then they would do his field. And there were 12 families that did this for this farm family. And that just said so much to me and about unity and about being on the same page and really supporting each other. And that is one of the things that I think we all need most. To take care of some of the things that you're talking about, I think we need to recognize and respect each other and understand how important we are to each other. And like I said, our farmers, I feel, in Lexington, I could be wrong about that, my view of it, are respected.
I think maybe in a farming community, they are. Certainly much more so, but in a non-farming community, there's a real disconnect. Hold on a second, ladies. We have a little more time to discuss this very important issue. Dr. Julie Marfell from University of Kentucky. Laura Wetzel is here helping to have us all understand what's being done to decrease suicide among farmers. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with these ladies who are helping us to sort of wrap our arms around something that is a very important issue. Suicide rates are high no matter what. We have a very stressful life, it would seem, a lifestyle in America. But elsewhere around the world, suicide has become a huge problem. And so let's talk about the resources. Now that we've told the story, how do people get a hold of you, the program? How there are places online, I know you can go National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, but then there are things that are specifically for the people in Kentucky and for farmers. So how do folks access that?
In the state of Kentucky, and actually through a lot of the states throughout the nation, you have community mental health centers. And you can perform an internet search and figure out who your local community mental health center is, who your local providers are. But I'll tell you what, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, what they have done recently by rolling out 988 is a game changer. You know, you've got 911. That's a number we all know to call for, you know, medical emergencies, things that are life-threatening. But to be able to call a three-number line like 988, that's simple to give out to folks who are going to connect you to someone on a regional and a local level who may understand your specific needs and your specific stressors, that is a huge thing. So I'm really hoping that that will help a lot of folks with access to those types of resources. And, you know, a lot of this conversation, a lot of it's about breaking stigma. It's about breaking stigma about the way we think about farmers. It's about breaking stigma about the mental health challenges in our communities. It's about being able to talk about things that we typically have thought are uncomfortable. If we can walk away feeling more comfortable about talking about these subjects, that's a win. That's a great thing. So breaking down stigma and having open, meaningful conversations is really important when you're talking about mental health.
Yeah. Well, that's universal, not just for farmers, but because it is such a problem among farmers. And again, I go back to what I think is the reason, the disrespect, the frustration of the what it costs to be a farmer. This is the most important profession in America, if not the world. If you don't have food, hello, you're all dead. And why it is that you don't see that and more. I think lately, at least because of COVID in part, the relationship between our family farmers, what's being produced and stuff, has grown. But still, this is a huge problem. So our thanks to Dr. Julie Marfell and to Laura Weddle for the explanation of this program and continue to go to the Kentucky Nurse Action Coalition. You'll find that website. There's probably a lot of resources there. Ladies, thank you for being here this week on The American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
53 past the hour in the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. After listening to these ladies who are in charge of this barn program, which I thought was a pretty clever way of understanding the connection, bringing all these groups together and understanding what it is that's going on the farm, why farmer suicide rates are the highest of any occupation. We hear about suicides, people in sports. We hear about suicides, people who are in the service. But I ask you, the next time you're munching on a delicious ear of corn or eating anything, most everything comes from a family farm, or if it's big ag, we all know that there are pesticides and things. The healthiest food in America comes from the family farm and the family farmer. But think about this as you're eating that corn. This is for people, this program is for farmers, the people that eat our food, the families that are involved bringing, eating is a very important family function. Suicide rates among farmers are the highest of any occupation. That's pretty alarming in terms of a stat. So what do we do? The large number of farmers, there's an article that brought me around to this was there's an article in Newsweek magazine. I probably should have thought about this because I'm close to the farm. Our Farm Bureau locally is involved. It's a job. It's a dangerous job. Kills people. It's tough. You know, you think that we're working outside and it's great because of the weather, the fresh air and the sunshine. But there's a lot of pressure. There are a lot of things I've been in compromising situations on tractors where I've almost fallen off of the tractor, or I've tried to do something by sitting on the, standing on the seat and trying to get something fixed on a corn chopper that was behind me or a baler or something. Taking chances that I shouldn't have. That's not suicidal. Well, maybe it is in a sense. But the whole business of danger on the farm, and then you consider what happens with farmer suicides. Farmer deaths are often reported. Sometimes it's hunting accidents. I know some farmers who have gone out hunting and they've killed themselves on a hunting trip. Sometimes they deliberately get in the way of equipment. The whole business, there are a lot of poisons on the farm, right? You can get exposure to that, and that's fatal. Stories of farmers jumping to their deaths from the top of silos or hanging themselves in their well, that kind of stuff. It's pretty dramatic. So as I like to paint a kind of an idealized a picture of farm life. It certainly has been more idealized because there are fewer and fewer people who are living the reality of it. Farming is high stress. Farming is, if you're a dairy farmer especially, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're the boss. You're the employee. You don't have sick benefits. You can't not work. There are a lot of, in some places, like I've been In Canada, you have to pay into unemployment insurance, but they pay into it, but they don't usually qualify for the benefits. So what is this all about? I mean, that's a fakakta story if I ever heard it. Anyway, we have climate problems and weather problems and harvest problems and diseases that affect the plants and the animals that we have. I just was talking about having a cow calf this week, two calves, twins, so they both died, so there's not another cow to come into the world that can come along and be a productive member of bovine society. I think that the stress, though, and the depression, that's what these ladies have dealt with, and I think that's kind of where it is. But there is a lack of education among the public as to how important farmers are. You know, a lot of people found out during the pandemic where food actually came from. Youngsters who aren't taught by their family, nor are they taught in school, as to what the situation is with farming, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. So let's keep that as top of mind. A reminder of our podcast every week, The American Family Farmer. Most recent podcast, after we get done with the news, we meet Meg Plusinski from D&M Farms in Jefferson County, Wisconsin, an organic dairy farm, and the story of what they do there, how they've won awards for their pastures. They raise chickens as well, lots of other things on the farm. It's a great story. The reason that we tell it is because one of their barns burned to the ground recently, and this is the story of them coming back from that problem, and it's very inspiring. Check it out. Our podcasts are always available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.